Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Normally, a position like this,
yeah,
people fight over.
Oh.
I mean, sure, you're not the president of the United States, but in this place, you'd have a lot of power.
Ooh.
It would garner respect.
Nice.
You'd have an opportunity to implement your ideas, to leave a legacy.
You'd be the man.
And right now, nobody wants it. So much so that the person that currently has this job is begging someone to come and take it from her.
So nobody's stepping up.
Nunzo.
Because you could just take it. Because there's no opposition.
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Something strange is going on in the mayor's office in SOTUS.
Wow.
SOTUS. Or, okay, I'm not sure if it's SOTUS or SOTUS Point. Forgive me. Maybe someone could
call. I don't know. Are those two different things?
I think they're two. I don't know.
Oh.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. So just under a year ago,
yeah,
the elected mayor stepped down.
Okay.
So you had an elected mayor. He stepped down. He was then replaced by a man named Bill Kalush Jr. I think I'm saying that.
Billy right. Kalush?
Billy Kalush. He has served since then, and he is running for mayor in this next election cycle.
Mm.
Well, Bill just announced after less than a year on the job, he is stepping down from the position. And he will not be running for mayor.
Oh.
Okay.
Even though it sounds like his name will still be on the ballot. So in under 12 months, Tommy, they have had two mayors resign.
Yeah.
And the person who was just handed the job doesn't want it either.
Okay.
Lori Verbridge was appointed 2 weeks ago, effective immediately. You are now the mayor of SOTUS. And she says she is humbled and honored, and she will get to work. But she has made it very clear on public record she does not want this job.
Okay, so how hard is it to be the mayor of SOTUS?
I don't know.
Because if nobody wants, that's weird that nobody wants, because everybody wants to go for this crap. Right?
Everybody wants to rule the world,
I mean,
buddy.
You would think there's always somebody out there that's dying to have that job.
Unless, is there something going on we don't know?
Or does it not pay well, maybe?
252-WCMF.
But they're not paying jobs. Normally these people have gigs and they're mayor.
Maybe that's why they don't feel like doing it.
I always thought mayor paid you enough where you could do that on your own.
Yeah.
I always thought in the smaller towns that was like almost a side gig.
Oh, okay. Maybe you could be right.
Can you Google what the mayor of SOTUS pays? Because it's a public record. So Lori, who was appointed, who is going to take the job, she will serve for 73 days until this next election.
And then she's out.
There's just one problem with that.
What's going on?
It doesn't sound like there is anyone currently on the ballot that wants to be mayor.
All right, so let's say she's out.
Yes.
And nobody wants to run for election. What does the state step in and just put somebody in there?
I have no idea. Why would the state, does the state appoint mayors?
I don't know how it works.
Like, over that.
You need somebody in charge in case crap hits the fan.
It's a good question.
So I would think some body of government would have to come in and run the show.
But who would run that?
The state.
Aren't they independent of the state? Like when Mayor Lovely Warren resigned from her position, the state wasn't going to come in and appoint somebody. Someone else was in a line of succession.
No, but I'm saying, let's say nobody's coming and nobody wants the job. Does the state have to, like, as an emergency, send some jerk in there?
It's a great question.
Jerk mayor.
I don't know. Oh, wait, you want the job? You're looking for
I could be jerk mayor.
You could be jerk mayor.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so bad.
How bad is it?
That new mayor, Lori Verbridge, who again will serve for 73 days. is asking people of Sodus Point to consider becoming write-in candidates for the job.
Sodus Point or Mayor. Sodus?
It's Sodus Point. It's Sodus Point. I wrote down Sodus Point twice, so let's go with that.
Okay, because, yeah, there's two different. There's the Village of Sodus and the Village of Sodus Point.
So this is running the point.
Okay. Yeah, so by the way, this woman.
And that's where all the action is in the summer, baby.
This woman who's going to have the job for 73 days, quote, "I want to speak candidly to you. Our village needs a committed leader to step forward."
Okay.
She is literally begging people to step forward as write-in candidates. So what are we missing here in Sodus Point? 252-WCMF, why does no one want to be mayor? Because.
I mean, I would think for half of the year, it's pretty quiet. I mean, until the summer opens up and you got more people down there. I would think wintertime's like nothing.
You also have no respect for politicians and the jobs that they do.
What are you talking about?
Do you disagree with me?
No, but what are you talking about? Well, especially when you're doing like puny town mayor.
Well, see, but that's what I mean. Maybe that job is more labor intensive than we think.
I would think summertime, yes. Wintertime, no.
A village has to be run in the summer and the winter.
Right.
There's plows, there's salt, there's meetings.
But there's like downtime, especially in a little town like that.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Unless somebody sees a shark. And then we got to cancel the 4th of July.
Can we not do Jaws? Can we not do Jaws today? If you were offered, Tommy, the mayor of Pittsburgh right now, would you take it?
No, of course not, man.
Why not?
Busting my ass for them people.
But you just said you don't do anything when you take that job.
And I'm going to keep doing that.
That's my promise to you.
No, but I don't want anybody bitching at me. But some people dig that power and all that pressure, you know, even if it's puny pressure.
Puny pressure. Okay, wait, so you say it's no big deal. They don't have to do any work. It's puny pressure, but you don't want the job.
But here's what I think sucks about being a mayor of a small town. Like, if you're the mayor of Rochester, you're not visible to everybody.
Okay.
But
oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're in Sodus, man. You know and see everybody. Your ass can't go anywhere. So you're going to hear every little nitpick and problem that people think you're in charge of. That would drive you nuts.
Well, to that point, Black Oak Design writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, it's a mess in Sodus Point. The whole Airbnb thing is a big issue. Always issues. People are always mad. Is it that simple?
The Airbnb issue?
Well, so I'm trying to find the salary, and it doesn't seem like, because it seems like I'm getting that it's a part-time position, and if you make anything, it's not much.
Okay. But you
so
still,
maybe those issues just aren't worth your time.
I'm looking at it this way, and you know I'm not a guy that fancies power.
Right? Yeah.
But it does seem like something everyone would want to do, because we all have opinions on how things should be run.
Yeah, but now you got to step up.
But it gives you
hang your ass out there.
But you get to put your options into motion. It would give you a chance to leave a legacy, even if it's a small one for the people of the village, right? You could do good. You could leave the place you live, raise kids, a better place of where you found it. It would also, like you just said, connect you more to your community.
The problem is your community's kind of weird because half of the year they're not there.
Okay.
Because you get all the people that have those cottages coming in.
Okay.
And those people have money. And they're going to want a certain standard of things that maybe is going to piss you off.
It seems like you're probably constantly dealing with complaints and
noise is a big thing
happy.
Out there.
Well, I'm getting a lot of people saying the golf carts on the road are an issue too.
Golf carts, the jackassing on the sandbar, and the bars playing music late.
Okay,
so like you got to deal with all that with these people that own cottages that want it nice and quaint and quiet.
Okay,
you know, and then you got like some loud tattoo guy with a French bulldog yelling at his wife in a golf cart going up and down the street talking about, you know, let's go back to Miami.
252-WCMF. The mayor of Sodus the mayor of Sodus just under a year ago stepped down. He was then replaced by a man named Bill. He was the mayor for a little while. He was on the ballot to run for mayor again. He announced a little while ago he is stepping down from that position. So two mayors had resigned in under 12 months in Sodus Point. The person who was just handed
two mayors,
the gig,
1 point. Don't Google that.
The woman just handed the gig. Her name is Lori Verbridge. She will serve for 73 days, and she says she's humbled and she's going to get to work, but she is very clear. She does not want this job.
I am humbled. I am out of here.
I don't want to do this. So she is begging people again, and I'm going to quote her. I want to speak candidly to you. Our village needs a committed leader to step forward. She is asking people of Sodus Point to consider becoming write-in candidates for the job because it looks like the ballots that have already been printed do not have anyone on it that
blank
want
ballots.
Well, no, they have the guy's name on it, but he's stepped out.
Yeah, he ain't doing it.
He's now the mayor before the mayor they have now. Yeah. Nissa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, no mayor. Let the people run the point. That's what democracy is. That's what this is. You vote someone in to run the point.
Okay.
You get to run it by, you know, voting for someone.
Mm, yeah. It's kind of how it works.
I don't know, man.
It is surprising, though, that nobody wants the gig. like some business owner doesn't want to take control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just think like there's always somebody that wants to be a face of something, guy. Even if it doesn't mean much, you know?
All right, let's say, you know, there's neighborhood associations, Kimmy.
Yeah.
And I guess that
there's always somebody that jumps in for that.
Which is kind of like Mayor of the Hood.
Yeah. And I, you know, if we're going to compare Sodus, yeah. Village of Sodus to that, let's say, Kimmy, you live in the North Winton neighborhood.
Yeah.
Let's say there was a mayor of North Winton. And
I think that there is like some, like a person or two that organizes a bunch of community groups and stuff. I would almost call that a similar position.
All right, yeah. Mini-mayor.
So let's say they came to you, Kimmy. You live out that way. And they go, look, we need somebody. We hear you on the radio. You're terrible. You have to be better at this than at your radio job. Would you take that spot?
No.
Would you take the mayor of Hilton?
I don't go to group activities. I will do anything that gets me out of a meeting. Like, that is not where I thrive. But I know people that love meetings. They love to, like, organize groups and run activities. Like, that is their thing.
No, Mayor Kimmy. She's out.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to be in charge of anything.
You know, I find it funny, and I get that. Look, I feel the same way.
Right? Yeah.
But if you're one of these people, if the problem is people are complaining too much about what's going on, and you don't want to hear the heat, that would lead me to believe that when Sodus Point has, like, you know, meetings or whatever, there's a ton of people yelling and screaming, this is how it should be. If you love to tell everybody how much better the world would be if they would listen to you, and you don't put those ideas into practice when you have the opportunity, doesn't that make you a coward?
Oh, yeah.
Like, isn't everyone that goes into those meetings that now has the opportunity to
step up and make a change?
Yeah, you would think somebody that's, because there's always a few people that got to be at every one, right, that are ready to, like, tell you about the issues.
Yes.
You would think one of those people would gladly accept that position.
Unless you're
now I can get my stuff pushed through.
But now your ass is exposed. But then, you know that.
But put it out there then.
Like, but that's where the coward comes in. Cowards don't put their ass out.
All right, so Vex Patriarch, thank you. He's got us here.
Right.
Per the budget of Sodus Point, the mayor makes $5,500 a year.
So it's again, it's
but that,
doing
but
it for
that's
the money.
Is that Sodus?
It says
the
Sodus
Village
Point.
Of Sodus or Village of Sodus Point?
He says Sodus Point. Oh,
okay, because I saw that for the Village of Sodus.
By the way, $5,500, Tommy, that's double your current salary.
No kidding, man. And that goes a long way in Sodus.
You know what sucks about this situation for the people that live in Sodus Point?
What's that?
Minus the whole trying to find a mayor. It sounds like they are going to run an all writing campaign.
So I could just go in and write anybody's name down I want, and then, but that doesn't solve the problem that person doesn't want the job.
Well, I would assume that there are going to be people campaigning on write-in, and that's what I mean here.
Okay.
If you live in that area, and there are folks who do step up, because there are going to be people who say, I want this job. There are going to be a lot of door knockers the next 70-something days.
Oh, my God, that's
going to
suck.
Right? Are you going to, but here's the thing, right? Like, you don't want to be mayor, but you want someone to be mayor. Isn't it on you to sit and listen? While they knock?
Yeah, but I don't want to, because I'm guessing, like, if we're down to this, these are a bunch of losers that are going to suck as mayor.
What are you talking about?
Because they're like, because you're only doing, because, like, you, all of a sudden, you're just an opportunist.
Yeah, but maybe going into it with no expectations, no idea what you're getting into, I don't know, maybe that could benefit the town in some way.
You're going to get the town drunk out there.
You sit here all the time.
Yeah.
Whenever politics comes up and you talk about the corruption and the money and the machine that keeps putting the same people in over and over again. Yeah. This is an opportunity for, like, legitimate local people to put themselves in a position of power.
Carl the townie's going to be out there.
But that's what you've always argued would be better, and now it's
shaky,
here.
Shaky Carl.
Okay. Tommy,
you see him down at the goddamn bar every night running his goddamn mouth. I could be goddamn bar.
Also, every time we bring up local elections, because you vote in every local election.
Yes.
What's the name of the mayor of Pittsburgh?
Right now?
Yeah.
Carl the Drunk.
No.
I don't know.
You argue when we do these stories about corrupt local officials that we talk about all the time, and you go, well, it's impossible to know who to vote for in your town because there's so little information about them. In this scenario, they would be knocking on your door, and they could answer any question you have.
Oh, wait. Are you telling me? Hold on. Mm-hmm. You're turning me on to something.
What's
I didn't think about
it. What's that?
When the guy comes up to my door and I ask him questions, he's going to be honest with me?
But you would be able to tell. You would be able to get a vibe.
I just met this
You'd
guy.
You'd be able to get a vibe.
Why's your hand shaking?
Why'd you not?
Why were you at the bar last night?
Yeah, like, it's just funny.
Every night I see you stumbling out of Captain Jack's.
You argue. He'll get you high tonight. You argue.
Get the good French fries.
You. That was doing a Billy Joel song.
I know.
And then just go off on French fries.
Who doesn't?
They got the good French fries. Billy Joel, good French fries. Like, you just don't want to participate in government.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, because this is your perfect opportunity to sit and hear someone that is not part of the machine.
I don't even know what to ask the guy. Let's say
you are dressed like you know what to ask the guy.
You look like every guy they pick to ask a question at a presidential town hall. Hi, Tommy Mulay, Pittsburgh, New York.
Do you know what to ask?
I mean, there were.
I knock on your door.
Whatever.
I'm Tommy Mueller.
Whatever concern I had about my town.
I'm running for mayor.
Okay, I'll tell you what bothers me about what I live in Henrietta.
Yeah.
Dog licenses.
Yeah, what about
it's a cash grab. Look, I don't understand why, as me owning a dog, I don't use the dog park. We have a yard. Mm-hmm. I don't go there. Why am I spending money to own a dog when you are offering no services for me, my dogs in my yard?
Here's why. Because I get a cut under the table
okay,
for every
see,
license.
Because I
mean. My cousin owns makes the actual little tags.
You're an idiot.
So I get a piece of that.
You're
actually.
An idiot. Joseph writes us.
Oh, Joseph.
Duffy at WCMF.
Joseph sounds like a political dick.
He says, what if your buddies get together and write you in as a joke? Do you have to take the job?
Oh, as a bet or something?
Work? Like, if you got elected, you just say, I don't want to do it?
But, I mean, why?
On the buddy vote?
Why wouldn't you try it? What's the worst that happens? You're in the same spot.
You collapse the government?
Collapse the village of Sodas Point.
The reason why you wouldn't do it wouldn't so much be like you're going to screw things up. It would be like the embarrassment maybe of like... not knowing what you're doing.
Yeah, what if you screw up bad?
Okay.
You make the news.
It's going to be a smoldering hole?
No, that would be your mom.
Like,
and I was the mayor of that last night, baby. Gave her all the information she needed.
Somebody asks you how a basic function of the job works, and you're like,
That doesn't seem...
I think it's a fear of sounding dumb, right?
Knowing basic function of government does not seem to be a necessity for politicians these days. I don't know if you're watching the TV.
True, but there's always going to be people that point it out that you don't know what you're doing, and I think you have to have a pretty thick skin no matter what level you're doing.
That. That's fair enough.
I think everybody nitpicking would drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. You mean like guys like you?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Oh. I don't nit and I don't pick.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is bad news for people who make money on alcohol.
What happened?
And like with anything else, there are a bunch of reasons this is happening. However, one major reason experts bring up is a bit of a head scratcher because no one has ever forced us to do this.
Okay.
Unless, even as grown-ass people, we cannot say no to peer pressure.
All right.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. We know right now that alcohol sales in the U.S. are down.
Big slump.
Yep, okay. And it looks like it's only going to get worse.
So how do they know that?
Story on News 8 last night covered a report by Rochester's own Constellation Brands. Mm. Alcohol is their business.
Yeah.
They are projecting beer and liquor sales next year will see another significant decline.
So people are just done with alcohol.
Well, they're done more than they have been done in the past.
All right.
Drinking less.
Yeah. So they're not even drinking like the fake stuff?
Well,
because I know they've been pushing like that Heineken Zero and Guinness Zero.
So I don't know if that's included in here dry bars are actually going up, but we'll get to that in a second. So when it comes to why Constellation Brands in this report believes that alcohol sales will continue to decline, they give a few reasons.
Right.
They say legal marijuana has taken a massive bite out of the alcohol market.
All right, that makes sense.
In fact, they cited a study that said more people are using legal marijuana than they are alcohol at this
point. I always thought like if you got high, you would also drink. You know what I mean? Like just to like get that double buzz.
Now you can get high from your drink.
This is true.
Yeah.
THC drinks. Okay, so legal pot has taken a big bite out of alcohol sales. New studies show that even moderate drinking is worse than we thought for our health. I mean, look, the last 2 years have shown, at least, you know, with what these studies have said, it's not as good as we thought it was.
Well, of course, nobody ever said, hey, drinking's good for you.
Well, that's not true. I mean, there were doctors that suggested red wine for heart health.
And those people go long.
But the most interesting reason they give, and I'm going to quote the story to make sure I get this right.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Quote, a denormalization of alcohol consumption as well as a normalization of non-drinking.
So what do you do? Like when you go out to parties, you go out to restaurants, when you get together with your friends, here's a cup of coffee.
Maybe.
We got one glass of coffee.
Maybe. I want you to think about what I just said, that quote.
Yeah.
It's essentially them saying, we're drinking less because it's okay to not drink anymore.
Yeah, but what do you do with that drinking energy? No, where did it go?
You're kind of proving my point right
now.
Because
peer pressure.
Yes. I mean, Kimmy, these people, Constellation Brands, they know alcohol. It's their thing.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the major reasons they think that alcohol sales are going down is because we as a country all of a sudden woke up and was like, wait a minute, I don't have to drink alcohol.
All right, it's not an option.
I can pass on that shot.
So, and you hear Tommy panicking right now. What do you do? Yeah. What else are you supposed to do? What do you do?
How do you
doing it right now?
How do you get her in a mood?
Okay, well, not be you. That would help.
Well, I can't stop doing that. So sex has got to be down.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So it has to.
Wait. Yeah, you've never turned on a sober woman?
Again, think about what you just said. That answers itself.
I got to think about it.
Yeah, think.
No, but like, you know, like romance. Like you're having somebody over. You're trying to get laid.
There are plenty of people who are sober and have sex. It works, believe it or not.
I'm talking like initiating the first time.
Again. Yeah, that's a thing. That happens.
It ain't happening. We know the sex is down with the kids. The younger folks ain't banging. No, the 25-year-olds ain't rubbing.
But I do wonder, okay.
I feel
taking sex out of it, are people just not being as social in group situations?
That's not what they get into in this
They're study. Saying they just don't think they need to drink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, all right, so it leads me to this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I ask you sincerely, everybody listening, do you drink because you like it? Or when you drink, do you drink because everyone else is drinking? Mm. And I want you to really think about that for a second. In a situation where you as a human being are most likely to have a drink, are you only doing it to fit in with the rest of the group? Mm. I know your answer because you drink alone. Am I wrong?
You sound like my counselor.
Am I wrong? Kimmy,
when
you drink alcohol, do you drink alcohol because you like alcohol or do you drink alcohol because everyone else around you is drinking alcohol?
I think I really only drink it in social situations. Like I never think at home to like sit down and drink. I just It's not that I'm against it. It just doesn't cross my mind because I'm like, well, what's the point
you
right
high.
Now?
Well, yeah, but I mean.
You high.
Yeah, but I didn't replace drinking
you did?
With that. No, I didn't.
Do you get high every night?
No. Maybe once a week.
What's it?
On like a Friday. Yeah, because I'm terrified to smoke or take a gummy at night because I'm afraid I won't wake up for this job.
And then if she's not here, who's going to tip all our punchlines?
That's true. You know? So let me ask you, so your old man drink?
Yeah. Yeah,
so like, will he sit down and have a beer?
He's a big beer dinner drinker,
okay.
Yes.
So he's a guy that is drinking because he enjoys drinking
I think
alcohol.
So. Yes.
And when I say enjoy drinking alcohol, yeah, I don't mean like you're...
Yeah, like he just, it's part of his winding down at night.
But like when I say enjoy drinking alcohol, I don't mean like you're being forced by the people around you. Like you enjoy it. It's just you're only doing it in a social situation.
Yeah.
Takes the edge off a little bit.
There you go.
You just didn't, yeah. It's almost like you have to have something in your hand.
It is. When you, like if we really, really think about this, the fact that people all of a sudden, according to Constellation Brands, were like, wait a minute, I don't have to drink if I don't want to. It's bizarre behavior from grown-ass people. Because Tommy, I get there are teenage kids. Who are going to try whatever.
Oh, sure.
Because their friends are doing it and they don't want to be shamed. Like, kids live and die fitting in. I didn't think that peer pressure could exist like that on a grand scale in adult men and women.
But you've been around those people. Finish up, man. Be a man. I'm ready for another one.
Yeah,
I mean, guys do this.
You're describing yourself.
I know.
You ready for another one? You ready for another one?
Come on, up and down, man. You know, they don't make their living off of one cocktail. So, but yeah, I think adults do that, especially guys do that too.
But I don't even think it needs to be said. I think that just like the oh, go ahead, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I always feel not guilty, but I feel like I'm annoying the bartender if I ask for a water.
You are.
That's what I mean. No, so that's why I'm
the water
like,
department.
I feel like I have to order a drink or like I just, if I'm in that kind of situation, it kind of feels like ordering a drink goes hand in hand with being there.
Yeah, well, you're kind of in the element.
Look, I mean, if I'm looking at, like, my personal life,
yeah,
I haven't had a drink by myself in, like, 10 years.
Wow.
Which was, that was a common
But you
thing.
Don't drink anymore.
Well, no, I do. That's
well,
just
you
it.
Only drink at Bills games.
And that's just it. It's
and holidays.
Well, yeah, social things. Like, when I'm social with people, and, like, if I'm out, I do feel pressure to have, like, a beer in my hand sometimes just because everyone else is doing it. But I hadn't realized that's why until I read this study from Constellation Brands last night.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I don't even realize that I'm being influenced in that way standing around a bunch of people with alcohol in their hands.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could go to a Bills game sober, but I would feel weird not drinking and
it's
not
one,
drinking
it,
a lot.
It's also one of the – I look forward to it every night because I eat nothing because I got to control my weight.
Uh-huh.
So, like, every night my wife and I will have a drink at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we'll have dinner.
Sure.
And then she's probably done. Daddy ain't done. I'm going to have another one or two before I go to bed. But it's, like, nice.
Look, I want to be clear. I'm not judging you. I'm not. I'm not saying don't drink, right? If that's what you're into.
I can't see you.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I just find it insane
that
we as adults could be influenced in this way subconsciously.
Yeah, but
until
I mean.
Until just now.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to me, though, just based on culture.
Sure, yeah, now that we have it out in the open,
and you don't want to be the only guy not... If you're with a group of guys, and you're not the designated driver, you don't want to be the water boy. Because I'll tell you who we used to do it to all the time was our boy Phil. Because sometimes Phil would come out and hang out. We would bust his balls because he would get a Diet Coke.
No ice.
No ice.
You get more drink when you get no ice.
Yeah, you really...
They don't do free refills here. Coke, Diet Coke, no ice, please.
He would do that. We would bust his balls.
And yeah, now that
we should know.
Yeah, that's just it. Now that we have this information, we're monsters. We're monsters. We got him to drink one night. The kid doesn't drink.
Yeah,
we pressured him so much. 252 WCMF.
Ended up killing a guy. Jesus.
This study from Constellation Brands, booze is their business.
Man, that's got to really scare them.
Well, I mean, look, think about Rochester.
Bro, they just built that big office complex downtown.
Bro, you've got Constellation, you got the Genesee Brewery, you got all the craft breweries here.
All
in
the
Rochester,
distributor guys.
All of the Finger Lakes wineries, right? Like this may be a problem for the greater Rochester area moving forward. But in this study where they predict, or this, let me try that again, where they predict that alcohol sales will continue to plummet next year, they cite cannabis taking over alcohol. They cite the new studies that show even moderate drinking is worse than we thought. And they quote, denormalization of alcohol consumption as well as a normalization of not drinking. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Jay.
As long as that way, make sure you guys can hear me. No, so I used to drink a lot after my first divorce. Like, a lot.
Okay.
And then I realized over time, like, you know, the more I went out and the more I was hanging out with more friends, they stopped drinking. So that actually got me to stop drinking. And then they started drinking again. And now I just drink mocktails. So I still have something when we go out.
Okay. You know, quick sidebar. Remember a year and a half ago when that bar in the Winton neighborhood opened up that was selling just mocktails?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
laughed
yeah,
our
yeah.
asses off? You sell juice? Looks like they were smart as hell. We're idiots.
Are they still open?
Yeah,
yes, they're still open.
Oh, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
I was being kind of setting if they're still open.
There's always people outside. Seems like it's a popular spot.
All right, so
wait,
Jay.
Wait, people are waiting outside to get
no,
nothing?
No, they have like a patio area.
Oh. Right out the door for nothing.
There's one in Gates, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're opening up all over the place. Those people were on the cutting edge of an idea, hey, and we made fun of them, and we're idiots.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are they having like dry bachelorette and bachelor parties
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so there's
what
a
do
new
you do?
There's a new trend. Hey Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. There's a new trend. This whole Mormon wives thing is like blown up with that show on
but
TLC.
I think they drink.
Mormons don't drink. Okay, whatever.
Right.
Mormon like I've been seeing all these videos of Mormon receptions
yeah.
where they do like these mocktails. There's no alcohol.
All right. But it's kind of ruined the edge of like a bachelorette party.
I mean, you can do other activities.
You can't squirt another girl with a penis water pistol straight, man. It just loses its vibe.
Tommy needs
it. Open your mouth, girl. Get used to it.
What do you think happens?
He's basing it all on porn.
I know.
I'm basing everything we saw in
and then
at the
comedy club. Naked guy with a bear head comes in.
We had it at the comedy club.
252 WCMF. We'll get back
that
to
was a certain type of bachelorette party there.
Yeah, bro. She spent $7 to watch your set.
<I know.
laughs> Well, it's going to be a successful marriage. We'll get back to the phones in a second. Stephanie writes us on Instagram. I feel like the health aspect of not drinking is way more prevalent because of social media. She's right. Depending on what you follow, like if you have a certain algorithm, you are getting bombarded with like these muscly dudes and chicks like, don't ever have alcohol again for the rest of your life.
Yeah, they look really happy.
Zach writes, bartenders definitely get annoyed when you only get a water. I was at a Red Wings game, ordered a sparkling water with lime for my fiance, and the look of disgust on the girl's face was so loud, I felt like I had to tip them $5 for the
You should. If you're going to tie up a seat at a bar drinking one juice,
shut up.
You gotta tip that bartender,
man. No, he tipped her. Yeah, I mean, he did tip
her. Oh, you know he tipped
her. He just said I tipped $5. He's doing the J. Okay. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christian. Hello, Christian.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So I'm from Italy, so I grew up over there. Like, I used to drink a lot with my friends when I was younger, like in my 20s. We used to go out a lot of party, happy hour. Over there, the culture is different.
Okay.
But since I moved here in the U.S., I like to stay home and drink. Like, I don't go out. If I go out, I don't drink. Maybe I have, like, a beer. If I go out, see, like, a Bills game, I might have a few beers, and that's it.
Okay, so Christian, how long have you been stateside, buddy?
I moved here in 2011.
Okay, so what, like about 15 years. All right, so
but he drinks at home.
Okay, so but that's strange that it went the opposite way.
Well, I guess because they don't want to drive.
Is that what
drive.
It is?
Well, no. First of all, over there is more expensive to go out and drink than in Europe.
Okay. Oh. All right. That's interesting. So he's cheap.
Like a glass of wine. What's the cost of a glass of wine if you go to a bar and it's like $8-$9?
You're asking the wrong show, man.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, no. He's...
Like in Italy, if you go out like to my local bar, you probably pay like a buck, like $2 for a good glass of wine.
But
that's
is that,
too little.
So but Christian, is that because there, you're saving money because you're all stomping the grapes with your feet? Is that why it's cheaper?
No. Well, probably. Like, over there, like, if you go out with friends, you can get drunk with $20. Here, you need $100 to get drunk if you go out to a bar.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you know,
so if I go to the liquor store and I'll get a bottle of wine, I spend $12 for a good bottle of wine, I'll go home and drink it by myself,
okay.
And I'm happy.
Are you married? You got a partner? Like, what's the sitch, relationship-wise?
Yeah, I'm married, but okay. she doesn't drink much. Like, if we go out, like, to have dinner, she'll have, like, a glass of wine. But at home, unless we have somebody come over, otherwise, she doesn't drink at home.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, he's married, but, you know.
What?
Italian. So.
Well, no, you're talking American Italians. This is an actual
Italian.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, by the way, is she Italian as well, or is she American?
No, she's American.
Oh, stepped up.
Look at you, Christian.
Stepped up to the freedom class.
Chris. But like I said, even if I stay home and I'm watching the Bills game,
yeah,
I'll just open a bottle of wine and watch the games and I'll drink it by myself.
Chris, like, but you drink a whole bottle of wine watching a Bills game?
Eh, why not?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm Italian, you know.
Okay. Like,
that's only four glasses.
Yeah, it is.
I usually get like the big bottle, like the jumbo. Like this.
Trying to help you out here, buddy.
especially watching the Bills game, you need to drink a lot when you're watching the Bills because they play so funny that it's kind of almost irritating to watch it, so you have to drink.
Kristen, I was liking you for a little while, buddy. Kristen, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks.
There goes Kristen.
Man, I thought it was going to be a bad joke.
I did too.
No?
I did too. So, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Do we lead the city as a radio show in people that listen from that weren't born in America?
Yeah, I think so.
We got a lot of people that call the show that weren't born here.
Yeah.
What does that say about us?
We're very open, and we include everybody from Indonesia to Sicily.
We got a couple English guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yep. And a couple Polynesian folks. They're not Polynesian.
You got Teddy.
No, not Indian. There's another one. Laotian.
Oh.
We got a Laotian.
We got a Laotian. Well, we were doing well with people boarded.
No, I don't mean
that. Like, we got a Laotian, everybody. Well,
how would
here.
You call that person?
A person from Laos? A Laotian person?
You're not going to call him a Laos.
You're an idiot.
That's a worse name. Hey, where are you from, Lousy?
Person from Laos. Laotian. They are from Laos, the country of Laos.
I think they're called Laos.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, we got a quick one here. We're running super late.
Sure.
Because we may have started a fight between two co-hosts on another show in this building trying to do something nice.
Oh.
Like, legitimately.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room on CMF. But before we get there, Bills play Monday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
the early 7 o'clock slot this week.
Nice.
And what's been cool the last couple of years with the Bills is we're back to having Pro Bowlers again.
Oh, right.
Josh Allen, James Cook, Deion Dawkins, Matt Milano at one point. Like, you got guys that were playing in this game. And the Pro Bowl used to be awesome.
Well, yeah, it was out in Hawaii.
Yep, and an actual football game after the Super Bowl was over, you had one more chance to watch the best players go against each other, and they actually played a great game.
Mm.
And then as time went forward and players understood how valuable their bodies were, they decided to stop playing an actual football game. Like, they had pads on, they just wouldn't tackle each other. And here's the thing. I don't blame them, right?
They're out there dancing.
So, when the NFL realized that this game was terrible and no one was watching it anymore, they decided to turn it into a skills competition slash flag football game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's been the last couple of years. They've played it in Orlando,
Yeah, the big outdoor stadium, yeah.
You got it. And they thought that the athleticism of these players playing flag football would be enough for America to tune in and watch. Mm. But it turns out they were wrong.
Okay.
Ratings continued to plummet. And because of that, something weird is happening.
Lingerie bowl.
No. But. Why do you want to see Josh Allen in a thong?
No, I mean girls out there.
Okay. Normally, the NFL announces the location, date, and time of the Pro Bowl about a month before the season starts. That hasn't happened.
Oh. So they haven't nailed it down yet?
Or they haven't announced it, at least.
Or it's not happening?
Well, it could be that, because ESPN, who owns the rights to air the Pro Bowl, has an NHL outdoor game scheduled in the traditional Pro Bowl time slot.
Ooh, man, you got bumped by the NHL.
Ooh. So it seems, unless something is about to happen, is the NFL quietly killing off the Pro Bowl?
But how would you still say, would they give you like an award for making the Pro Bowl? You just don't play a game?
They would have to, because there are some contracts that have bonuses tied into
it. Will that slowly go away with the new guys coming in? Like, they don't even, like, this is not happening for y'all.
Possibly.
I thought they kind of had to start incentivizing playing in the Pro Bowl because so many guys didn't want to do it. Like, guys that were selected... Like,
Josh
they would
Allen
say
didn't
they
play.
Were hurt, or they would say golfed. That they yeah. something happened, but like they, it just seemed like they didn't even want to be
right.
there
and
anymore.
If nobody's watching, what's the point?
I believe Josh Allen is a 5-time Pro Bowler. He's never played in the Pro Bowl, which frustrates me.
I think he was golfing the one time.
Yeah, because that Pro-Am happens the same weekend. It frustrates me because I want a Josh Allen Pro Bowl jersey, and they won't make them unless they show up to the game.
Well, really?
Yes. Oh. Like, you could have bought a Stephon Diggs Pro Bowl jersey a couple years ago. I own a Tyrod Taylor Pro Bowl
so
jersey.
So it makes it as a viewer, as a fan, like, if I know that these guys don't even want to be here, it takes the fun out of it.
Look, I agree with you. It's just weird that if the NFL is doing this, getting rid of the Pro Bowl, which has so much rich history, that they're going to do it without saying anything, that they're just going to, like, hope nobody notices the Pro Bowl.
But it's the only sport where they do it after the season, where you've already...
They don't, actually. Now they do it the week before the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. But you've already run through the whole... But at least, like, there's, like, a break for NHL basketball. You know, middle of the season.
Sure.
You've already played out the season. Like, there's no... It's done.
But here's the thing. Even the NBA All-Star Game and the NHL All-Star Game have suffered from pathetically low ratings because those players aren't playing either. The only, like... pure still all-star game is baseball.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's a less risk of injury playing an actual game.
And the home
game.
Run derby. I mean, like, nothing beats that.
It is fun.
In terms of, like, a skills competition.
Look, as much as I agree that maybe it's time for the Pro Bowl to be done.
Yeah, get rid of it.
It does break my heart that they're just going to, if this is how they're doing it.
But nobody has a Pro Bowl
kind of...
memory. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I do. I have plenty.
There are people.
There's no way. You've got to be the saddest mofo.
Steve Tasker blocked a field goal. He won MVP of the Pro Bowl in 92. I remember watching that as a kid. My dad let me stay up and watch it.
He doesn't remember it.
I would think that they would
Hall
just
of Fame finalist again this year.
Kind of phase it out. Like, maybe, because it's a 2 or 3 day thing, right? Because they do the skills.
They do Friday, Saturday,
that.
I think.
Like, just do maybe one game. Just scale it down
maybe
before they got rid of it completely.
But it's possible to do that. It would be too expensive, period, because you got to fly all the players out. Mm-hmm. You got to put them up. You got to put on all of the rigmarole, right? You're charging people to come watch it. But even the crowds in Camping World Stadium in Orlando, that's a real day.
Yep.
There were plenty of empty seats.
Yeah. For sure.
My dream as a kid was to go to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. And when I was in fifth grade, remember those scammy trips, Kimmy, when we were kids? Like, hey, take a trip to Hawaii with other kids your age. All you have to do is raise money.
Yeah. Mm.
So my dad, always a sucker for a scam, found this pamphlet. Uh-oh. And he's like, you want to try this? And I was like, yeah. And it even said, like, we'll be there during the Pro Bowl.
Did
and
you have to sell something?
It was, you had to, like, raise your own money.
Everything, including your bone marrow.
But I immediately started to have these fantasies.
Going to Hawaii.
I'm going to Hawaii. We're going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Meet kids just like me.
I'm going to go to the gift shop. I'm going to buy a Pro Bowl jersey. I'm going to be the coolest kid of all time.
I'm going to learn surfing and hula.
And then, like, a week later, my dad got entertained by something else and it dropped, right? But, like, to this day, I'm like, what could have been, man?
I could have been in Hawaii.
Could have been at the 94 Pro Bowl watching Reggie White do stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.